the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Izzy with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Brisbane Portrait Prize has modified its policy towards AI art. However, this has not allayed concerns among some Indigenous contestants. Previously, the BPP stated it would accept images generated in whole or in part by artificial intelligence. It has since softened the controversial decision and will no longer accept works generated wholly by AI. It is also reportedly banning the use of certain AI platforms, such as Midjourney and DALL-E, which do not grant full copyright to artists. However, this has not resolved the controversy for contestants. Indigenous artists participating in the Baringa Gallery's Cultural Creative Development Program have announced they will abstain from entering the BPP in 2024 in protest, saying, AI usage raises concerns about data harvesting without regard for copyright, which contradicts artistic and cultural values. The High Court of Australia has been asked to clarify the interpretation of Queensland's No Body, No Parole policy. The request has been made by the Queensland's Parole Board after the contested release of Matthew Armitage, who was jailed over the death of Gold Coast man Sean Barker. Under current Queensland law, a person can be denied parole if they refuse to cooperate with authorities in recovering remains. At issue is the question of whether a person can be denied parole if the whole of the body is not recovered. Mr. Armitage was initially denied parole on the basis that he did not cooperate with authorities to recover missing parts of the deceased remains. However, he was released after petitioning from the Queensland Court of Appeals, where it was determined all existing remains had been found. The Parole Board is now asking the High Court to clarify the interpretation of the word remains in relation to the case. In national news, the Crime and Corruption Commission has heard Western Australian Ombudsman Chris Fields allegedly spent 36 days in office this year in the third day of its inquiry. The CCC enacted an inquiry into Mr. Fields' role as president of the International Ombudsman Institute and on contributions the Ombudsman's office allegedly made to his travel and other activities. On Thursday afternoon, the CCC inquiry saw evidence from swipe card records dated January 2023 to January 2024 that indicated Mr. Fields spent 36 days in his office out of the entire 13-month period. The CCC's hearings have been adjourned until March. And in international news, the police chief of Kansas City has stated a mass shooting that took place on Wednesday was a private dispute. The shooting, which took place at a parade celebrating the city's Super Bowl winning team, reportedly killed one woman and injured 22 others. Police Chief Stacey Graves has stated that there is no indication the shooting was a terror-related event. Instead, it is said to have been caused by a private dispute among several parties. Three people have been arrested in connection to the shooting. For your weather today, Brisbane is experiencing heavy showers with the chance of a severe thunderstorm. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is not rated, and the UV index is predicted to reach 14, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back on Monday with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At Astra Theatre, prioritises creating powerful pieces of theatre